I'm Melanie Barr. Welcome back to the She Built It podcast, your go-to place to empower you to live the life and business that you crave. I'm here to talk about everything from having the courage to make life and career leaps to the details of how to lead effectively, create successful teams, implement strategies for growth, and infuse tech innovation. I'm here to celebrate your wins and navigate through your challenges. I live in the city now, but I grew up in a town of 1,000 people. I've navigated major life leaps, a senior level corporate career, worked in professional sports, and now as a successful entrepreneur who loves business, technology, family, and making meaningful connections with you and the She Built It community. I also love a good workout and dose of self-care. Magic happens when we focus on the part of ourselves and our business that brings us joy. So turn up the audio, open your favorite notes app, grab your favorite drink, and here we go. Welcome back to another episode of the She Built It podcast, where we dive into all things business, leadership, and innovation. I'm your host, Melanie Barr, and today we're tackling a topic that is near and dear to every ambitious business leader and entrepreneur's heart: becoming a well-known thought leader in your industry. Being a thought leader isn't just about having a title or a massive social media following. It's about making a real impact, sharing valuable insights, and inspiring others to think differently. So let's talk about how you can become the go-to expert in your field. Find your niche. Finding your niche matters. It's what sets you apart from the crowd. What unique perspective and expertise do you bring to the table? Whether it's a specific industry trend, a specific market segment, or a cutting-edge technology, honing in on your niche will help you stand out and attract the right audience, customers, and clients. When I first started brainstorming ideas for the She Built It podcast, I was really excited about the prospect of creating something that would resonate with moms, since I am a twin mom and all working mothers. There is such a wealth of topics and experiences to explore there. But as I dug deeper, I realized that my true calling and expertise is sharing what I've learned through my years in business, in leadership, building sustainable company cultures, scaling businesses, and creating generational wealth, as well as highlighting the stories and business knowledge of the incredible women who are disrupting the business world every day and doing the same for themselves and their families. I believe in continuous learning. And after 5 years of sharing weekly episodes on the She Built It podcast, if you listen to every episode, there is so much to learn, take away, and be inspired by for your own life. I decided to shine the spotlight on their journeys and my own in leadership and team building lessons, triumphs, and the tech they have used to build their businesses and careers. Share your knowledge. You found your niche. Now it's time to share your knowledge with the world. Start a blog, launch a podcast, just like this one, or host a webinar or workshop. The key is consistency. Show up regularly, provide value-packed content, and engage with your audience. Trust me, your expertise will speak for itself. Speaking of starting a podcast, I have some exciting news to share with you. After years of pouring my heart and soul into podcasting, I am thrilled to announce that I am taking things to the next level and introducing the She Built It Production Company, a new addition dedicated to helping thought leaders like yourself bring your podcasting and social media dreams to life. That's right. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just dipping your toes into the podcasting water, my team is here to support you every step of the way. With over 5 years of podcasting experience and producing a weekly show, both in person and virtual, I've learned a thing or two about what it takes to create a successful show. From crafting compelling content to mastering the art of editing, trust me, editing is key to creating a thought leader, and the technical side of things, I'm here to share my expertise and help you elevate your podcasting game. So if you're ready to share your knowledge, insights, and stories with the world, now's your chance. Let's work together to turn your podcasting dreams into reality. Reach out to me at hello@shebuiltit.com to learn more about how my team and I can help you launch a podcast or manage a weekly show and become the go-to thought leader you were always meant to be. Stay tuned for more updates and exciting announcements from the She Built It Production Company. The podcasting world is about to get a whole lot brighter. Network, network, network. They say your network is your net worth, and truer words have never been spoken. Connect with other thought leaders in your industry, attend conferences and events, and don't be afraid to reach out and make new connections. Building a strong network not only opens doors for collaborations and partnerships, but also helps you stay on top of industry trends and developments. Reflecting on my personal journey, I can't help but think about the profound impact a single decision had on my professional growth. The decision to join a nonprofit organization filled with like-minded women. I was working for the Los Angeles Dodgers at the time, and while I enjoy working with all people, I was craving and in need of building a network of career-driven women who I could share my challenges and successes with. It was a pivotal moment that not only enriched my life personally, but also became an unexpected catalyst for expanding my professional network. This nonprofit wasn't just any organization. It was a community of passionate individuals united by a common cause. From the moment I stepped through the door, I felt a sense of camaraderie and connection that I hadn't experienced anywhere else. These women weren't just colleagues. They were mentors, confidants, and many became my closest friends. As I immersed myself in the work of the organization, I quickly realized the power of networking in its truest form. Through collaborative projects, shared goals, and countless coffee chats, I forged meaningful relationships with fellow members that would prove invaluable in my career journey. Whether it was a casual conversation over lunch or a deep dive into industry trends during a board meeting, each interaction offered a chance to learn, grow, and expand my knowledge. And as I navigated the professional landscape, these connections became a source of support, inspiration, and opportunity. It's clear that joining this nonprofit was one of the best decisions I ever made, not just for the impact we made together on our cause, but for the doors it opened in my professional life. Don't underestimate the power of community. Sometimes the most unexpected networks can lead to the greatest rewards. Be authentic. Authenticity is the name of the game when it comes to thought leadership. People can spot it from a mile away, so stay true to yourself and your values. Share your successes and your failures. Be transparent about your journey, and don't be afraid to show some personality along the way. People resonate with realness. Last but not least, never stop learning and evolving. The business world is constantly changing, and as a thought leader, it's your job to stay ahead of the curve. Invest in continuous education and always be on the lookout for new opportunities to grow and expand your knowledge. When it comes to navigating the ever-evolving landscape of technology and platforms, I have personally adopted a one tech conquest a week mindset. It's something that has really helped me stay on top of trends and innovations while also expanding my skill set. Every week, I make a point to dive into a new piece of technology or platform, whether it's a new social media tool, a productivity app, or even a coding language I've been wanting to learn. And I'll tell you, the learning curve can be steep sometimes, but the rewards that I have gained are always worth it. Not only does this approach keep things fresh and exciting, but it also ensures that I'm constantly challenging myself to grow and adapt in an ever-changing digital landscape. And by mastering a diverse range of technologies and platforms, I'm better equipped to tackle whatever challenges come my way in my professional life. I'll be the first to admit that it's not always easy. Sometimes I stumble my way through a new software, spend hours trying to wrap my head around a new concept, or it doesn't turn out as I planned the first time. But with each challenge comes a valuable lesson. And I've found that the more I push myself outside of my comfort zone, the more I grow as a thought leader in business. So if you're feeling stuck in a tech rut or overwhelmed by the constant stream of new tools and platforms, I encourage you to embrace the one tech conquest a week mindset. The journey may be challenging, but the destination is so rewarding, and you will love the feeling of mastering it. It's not about having all the answers. It's about asking the right questions, sharing your insights, and inspiring others to do the same. I hope that I've inspired you to do that today. Until next Tuesday, keep leading the way and making waves in your industry. Thank you for joining us today. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me at hello@shebuiltit.com, on our She Built It website, or at She Built It on social. Thank you to my editor, Rich Streffolino, who always makes us sound good. Until next time, let nothing stop you from experiencing the life and business that you crave.